This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, here on the show where we don't really believe that healthcare is a human right, because obviously if healthcare was a human right, then doctors and nurses and pharmaceutical companies and pharmacists are your slaves. And we oppose slavery in general here on Free Talk Live, whatever form it manifests, but there is a large section of the population that believes things like healthcare are basic human rights.
As long as you're a team player.
Yes.
As long as you're vaccinated, as long as you're compliant.
That's exactly it. These people, by their own admission, are suddenly willing to deny people basic human rights over whether or not they're vaccinated. But we're talking, before we get into that, we're talking right now about mass delusions. And Conan, you have this article here from experts who are arguing that what we're seeing, or who are experts in psychology, presumably.
Correct.
That what we're seeing is mass delusional psychosis in regard to COVID-19.
Correct. The science is quite clear about the risk posed by asymptomatic individuals.
Oh, you're not allowed to say that.
Meaning, what am I talking about?
I love that she said the science is clear, not that it's settled.
That'll work. And what do I mean by asymptomatic? Anyone who feels perfectly healthy, yet may have tested positive for SARS-CoV-2 with a PCR test set to an excessively high cycle threshold, which I've talked about many, many times on the show.
So when we say asymptomatic, we mean healthy.
Healthy.
A healthy person.
A healthy person. They pose, these people, these asymptomatic peoples, they pose an exceptionally low risk to others, if any risk at all. Science is even clearer on the healthy individuals who test negative for SARS-CoV-2. You simply cannot spread a virus you do not have.
You would think that would go without saying.
The bulk of public, well, now if you had the vaccine and you're healthy spike proteins.
Sure. Shedding.
That's the word I was looking for. Now the only unhealthy people out there might be the ones who are actually vaccinated. They're getting the rest of us at risk.
Well, because they won't get tested to find out whether or not they have COVID-19.
Oh, yeah, they stop testing
vaccinated
people. Yes,
because the CDC guidelines say, hey, if you've been vaccinated, even though the CDC's own guidelines admit that vaccinated people can still get COVID-19 and can still spread COVID-19 at the same rates as the unvaccinated, vaccinated people don't have to get tested.
But that ruins the narrative.
That's exactly it. It would show how frequently people who have been vaccinated have COVID-19.
It would just ruin everything. It would ruin the entire narrative, and then you would have even more vaccine hesitance.
It would have ruined the narrative, though, because then these idiots, these healthy 30-year-olds would say, yes, but it's because of the vaccine that I'm not in an ICU dying right now on a ventilator, even though if they had it a year ago, which they
wouldn't have been dying on a ventilator.
Well, now the new meme is that, the vaccine was never going to prevent you from getting this. It was to only lessen your symptoms. That's it. And I don't know any other vaccines that work like that. I don't know people who get I don't know people who get the measles vaccine and get like 10, 15, 20% measles. No, you just don't get it.
That's right. That's the old definition of vaccine. They've now changed the definition of vaccine. Merriam-Webster's dictionary literally within the last few weeks changed the definition of vaccine to remove the word immunity.
Well, you know, they also changed the
They
changed the definition of anti-vaxxer as well. It includes anyone who is against mandating vaccines.
A person who's in favor of choice.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which used to be the left.
Well, then I guess I'm an anti-vaxxer. But I'm not I'm not against vaccinations. I'm against mandates. All of them.
Well,
all government mandates.
As I mentioned last week, I am now 100% anti-vax. I won't take any of them, even the old-fashioned attenuated ones.
Really?
I just, Big Pharma, I don't want to have any part of them.
I can't say I blame you from that.
I have other ideas on how to stay healthy, and the biggest thing you can do is to eat properly. That's the one of the and get sunshine. That's those are some of the biggest things you can do. And the CDC, World Health Organization, they're not talking about any of that. Fauci, he's not talking about any of the things that you could do right now in your life to be healthier. They want you to take this nonsense.
Well, there's a reason that, you know, all of these colds and flus and things like that, they become more prominent.
Which I haven't had in a decade, by the way.
Yeah, but there's a reason they become more prominent in the winter months than in the summer months.
People are all living together. They're all in the same room, breathing the same stale,
nasty
air.
No, it's because they don't go outside nearly as much in the winter months.
There's that. There's a vitamin D deficiency, and you have people all in the same room.
Yeah, but that's true during the summer as well.
Yeah,
I mean, especially on those really hot days where they're crammed in there in the AC or whatever.
And you would think during the summer, too, these viruses would have a tendency to last a little longer because they don't like cold. In fact, that's a good way to heat. Heat and cold is a good way to kill a virus or a bacterium. Anyway.
But it's undeniable that winter months have a higher rate of infections among any infectious disease than summer months.
Right.
And I think the reason is because you don't just get less sunlight, you get less direct sunlight.
And there's another thing that I've always, and I don't know that this is based on full science and all, but your immune system is a little beat down too during the winter. You're sitting there shivering, and you just burned a bunch of energy shoveling snow, and your body is shocked, and you come into a room that's 30, 40 degrees hotter. So you're constantly shocking your system, and your immune system is taking a little bit of a beating, and I think you're susceptible at that point. The article continues. The bulk of published science also shows that masks do not prevent the spread of viral infections. This is particularly true if you wear cloth masks, surgical masks, or masks with vents. So there's really only one mask that prevents you from actually getting other people sick, which is all they're really doing, by the way, and that's the N95. And or go full,
aren't those masks
full
with
respirator.
Vents?
They have vents on them.
The N95 does?
I thought so.
You got to be able to breathe through it.
I thought it was just a thicker mesh. I didn't know there was vents on an N95.
I think it uses a filter of some sort.
Something like that, yeah.
Despite all that...
Because I remember I did some cop walking, and one of the cops, right after he enforced this mandate, one of the cops was wearing an N95 mask, and I pointed out to him that his mask was illegal under the law because their law explicitly prohibited masks that had vents on them.
Then what did he say? I'm above the law.
He just said, I'm above the law.
Actually, I've got one here I can bring down for you, Conan.
Let's take a look at it during the break.
Matt gave it to me early on back in the, my roommate gave it to me in February of last year when I was planning on going to Saipan to go visit our co-host Mark at the time. And I, at that time, I was seeing...
I was planning on going this September.
Yeah,
and that's not happening.
At the time, I was seeing the news headlines of people dropping dead and the...
freezers full of dead bodies out there in the street.
And the airport, the first airport to get shut down was Hong Kong, which my flight was going to. So I never ended up taking that flight because it got canceled. I never went to Saipan. And he had given me this mask in case I wanted to wear it in the airport. And I remember it just sat there and I'm like, well, do I want to buy into this or not? I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to buy into this. So I just let it sit there. I finally did use it this weekend while I was doing some sanding in the room upstairs.
Good use for it. By the way, for the people who think I don't wear masks, I have masks all over my house for the same reasons,
right.
For the same exact reasons, especially doing drywall.
I will say that I'm thrilled to death not to have to make sure I have a mask in the car or in my purse or whatever anymore, because I did prior to this. I had to wear one for work and some other places that I had to go to for whatever reason. And... couldn't go in without a mask. Got to have that stupid little piece of cloth with you at all times, and now that's gone. But a lot of these same advocates...
it's going to come back.
Yeah, but it's not going to affect me then because I don't have to do the things that I did a year ago. So screw them. But the same people who don't mind carrying around masks, one of the arguments I heard when I ran for sheriff, I debated with a lot of people, and one of these was a leftist, was like, I don't know, it sounds kind of unwieldy to be able to just carry a gun whenever you want, because then you have to be like, well, did I remember my gun? Is it in my car? Is it in my possession? I'm like, dude, you're doing that every day with the mask right now, and it's not unwieldy to you. It's not a bother to you. Just curious.
This guy knows that he lives in New Hampshire.
I don't think this guy lived in New Hampshire.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because if you live in New Hampshire, you're surrounded by people that are doing that every day. There's tons of people with guns.
Yeah, I don't even think anything about it when I see someone open carrying. Of course, I'm from Mississippi, where we also had constitutional carry, and wait, it wasn't uncommon for people to go to school with a shotgun wrapped in the back of their truck. Or in the cap of their truck, rather.
Your generation?
Dude, Mississippi's wild, dude.
I love, I'm Florida.
We would have cows, like, actually walking around our high school campus. I really wish I had been making that up. 603-283-6160.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join us about the widespread hysteria, maybe you think we're just not taking the clowns seriously enough. Oh, I jumped right back to the clowns. I mean, maybe we're not taking COVID seriously enough.
The clown. The clown in the room.
Promoted by a bunch of clowns.
Correct. By the way, Ian brought down his N95 mask that he got from good old Matt. And I had never seen anything like that. I'd never seen one with a vent right there on the front.
I used to see them off to the side.
Every little bit of you spit droplet, you coming out of your mouth is going right out of that vent.
No, I don't think it is. It's pretty closed
off. I think we don't notice a lot of what is coming out of our mouths and what it's actually doing.
Well, I mean, a piece of one-ply toilet paper in front of your mouth will stop the vast majority of spit.
So I Googled N95 to try to get an idea what is an N95 mask. And all I can find are advertisements trying to sell me N95.
Shocking.
And they all look,
in the middle of a pandemic.
They all look different. They all have different colors and styles and shapes. And I think a lot.
Dude,
I think a lot of these are generic. I don't think they're N95. They just think they have the N95 stamp on them. I think someone just decided, hey, you know what? That's what people think when they think safety. Let's just stamp it on everything. So someone call in and tell me what the hell an N95 mask is, and what its claim to fame is, and why it's so much better than the rest.
It does better filtering, as I understand it.
Right.
The world is getting crazy, though, and it's only getting crazier. Evidently, one virus case, that's one coronavirus case, put New Zealand into a nationwide lockdown.
You know why this is happening in Australia and New Zealand, right?
Because they haven't burned their government headquarters down?
That's going to be the next... That's the only way out of this. But, I mean, this never would have happened.
There are other ways out of this.
This never would have happened if they still had their guns. This is why you're not going to see the same nonsense here. Even though they're ahead of us, Australia is 2 months ahead of us. They're going through their cold season right now.
I will say that I tend to agree. I don't think the United States would ever lock down over one positive COVID-19 case.
Maybe two.
Those will be famous last words.
Maybe two. But no, certain cities, New York City, I'm looking at you. Certain states, California, I'm mm-hmm. talking about you. This is going to happen.
They'll do it.
Now,
winter is coming. You are right.
Now, whether they can get away with it here in, like, live free or die, New Hampshire, we're a purple state. We have some lefties here. But, I mean, there's a lot of guns here, too. There's already a lot of people who are really upset about the 15 months we just went through. A lot of people don't want to go back to that. I don't blame them.
So New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern put the nation into a 3-day lockdown. What is the scientific justification for a 3-day lockdown?
Well, if you start with 3, you can then expand it to 9 and then to 25.
Makes perfect sense. Yeah, mm-hmm. Just 14 days to flatten the curve.
Just like our knucklehead governor was doing. Every, 2 weeks or so, when the executive order would expire, he'd come out and be, you know what, we're doing real good, guys, but we need to do another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So this was after the discovery of the first community case of COVID-19 since February. So they went more than 6 months without a case of COVID-19, apparently. The snap lockdown will begin at midnight tonight as authorities rush to identify the source of a single infection in largest city, Auckland, Ardern said at a news conference. While genome sequencing has yet to be completed, the case is assumed, without any backing whatsoever,
to
be the highly infectious Delta variant, she said.
Of course.
But I love that. They're assuming it's the highly infectious Delta variant, and they have done absolutely no scientific stuff whatsoever to determine that. They've just made the claim.
I have no doubt this woman is hopeful that it's the Delta. She wants it so bad to be Delta.
Doesn't matter, though, whether it is or isn't.
No, it doesn't.
She's going to lock them down either way.
It's already happened.
Delta has been a game changer. We're responding to that, Ardern said. The best thing we can do to get out of this as quickly as we can is to go hard.
Get out of what? What are we getting out of? There's one guy with a case.
It is New Zealand's first nationwide lockdown since the initial pandemic response over a year ago. Under so-called Alert Level 4, all schools, public venues, and most businesses must close, and people are urged, not required, interesting, to wear a face covering if they need to venture out. Only shops providing essential services such as groceries, gasoline, and health products can stay open. The New Zealand dollar plunged more than 1 US cent. Oh, God, the horror. When the case was reported.
Wow.
Why would they even?
Why
would they mention it? I would be ashamed if I was a journalist and I actually wrote that sentence. Yeah. And my editor didn't catch it and say, hey, you're fired, and delete this sentence. The case is an unvaccinated man in his 50s from Auckland who is deemed to have been infectious since August the 12th, Director General of Health Ashley Bloomfield said. He and his fully vaccinated wife were in the nearby Coromandel region over the weekend, where they visited a crowded pub on Saturday night to watch an All Blacks rugby game, he said.
My God.
What an irresponsible, unvaccinated and going to the pub?
Wait, what was that? What does that All Blacks have to do with anything?
This is what he was watching. It was an All Blacks rugby game.
Is that the name of the team? Is that skin color or is that...
Dude, I have no
idea. How racist are these people?
I don't know enough about New Zealand to have the answer to that.
I'm going to have to Google All Blacks rugby team.
If it helps, All Blacks is in all caps in this article. Because of those movements and the probability of it being Delta...
It's the team name.
Okay. The probability of it being Delta, they have no probability at this point. They're just assuming that. Let's keep that in mind. Officials advise an immediate nationwide response. Auckland and Coromandel have been placed into lockdown for 7 days. We didn't even get through this freaking article before they increased it from 3 to 7.
Well, is it the nation that's locked down from 3?
No, just city. Just two cities.
The cities are locked down for 7, but yes. The nation's locked down for 3.
Yes.
Right?
Going hard and early has worked for us before, Ardern said. We want to be short and hard rather than light and long.
What? These people are weird. The team names are weird.
Every time this person speaks, I want to say, that's what she said.
Yeah. Right, and every time, and every sentence, you need to be up talking every sentence, because that's another thing they do.
Yeah, true. New Zealand has so far largely kept the virus out of the community, allowing its economy to recover quickly during the pandemic, but a slow vaccine rollout has left it vulnerable to another outbreak, particularly of the Delta strain that is challenging virus containment efforts around the world. Along with Australia, which has strict border curbs like New Zealand, China is battling a Delta-fueled outbreak after the variant got in via cleaners at an airport. It has taken a similarly zero-tolerance approach, testing millions of people and locking down city districts to rein in cases.
You know, like I've said many times, I'm not a science, expert here, but it's saying that this is the first case that they have had in some amount of time, like a significant amount of time, right? They said that earlier in the story.
Yes, yeah, since February.
So
6 to 7 months.
Where did it come from?
They said some Chinese cleaners, right?
No, that's a really
China.
Good question.
Is it that the COVID has still been spreading and that absolutely everyone who's had it has been completely unaware that they've had it? They've been asymptomatic, as it's called, and then all of a sudden one guy like got the sniffles and went and got tested? Where did this come from?
You're right, because it didn't just spontaneously appear in his body. He caught COVID from somewhere.
Yeah.
There's no answer. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is planning hearings on the chaotic U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. New Jersey Democrat Bob Menendez saying the outcome is a culmination of a series of mistakes made by Republican and Democrat administrations over the past 20 years. Reacting to the entire situation in Afghanistan, former U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan Ryan Crocker.
It's a very sad and disturbing time, I think, for all Americans. Indeed, tell everyone to be looking at the scenes, particularly yesterday and the day before at Kabul Airport.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is in isolation after testing positive for COVID-19, even though he's fully vaccinated and not experiencing symptoms. And you're listening to USA Radio News. In a new poll released by Gallup on Tuesday, 49% of U.S. adults say they have tried marijuana, a new high watermark in the survey giant's research. The company noting the percentage has steadily risen in the past 50 years, with a sharp rise from 4 to 22% around the 70s. It stood at 30% in 1985 and then 40% 6 years ago. Just 12% of participants in the new poll say they smoke marijuana. The company is saying the percentage has hovered in that 11 to 13% range for the past few years, even though the percentage of adults who say they smoke cigarettes has declined. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg. House Democrats are introducing the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing the Democrats will move to pass the bill when the House comes back next week. The House also will be looking into the infrastructure bill that was passed in the Senate. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. I don't know why anyone is afraid of the Delta variant. Though for the doomsday variant, once they start pitching that, now probably about the time I decide it may be worth taking this thing seriously.
You're talking, you're driving down the street to go wherever, and there are bodies in the, literal bodies lying in the ditch with flies on them, and you got a dogs are eating parts off of.
Oh, so you'd actually have to have some evidence rather than just the news calling it the doomsday variant, because that could be coming.
I don't think even the American media is so insane that they would call, like, the Delta variant the doomsday variant.
No, it would be the next one.
Well, I mean, it would have to, yes, it would have, I think it would have to kill large numbers of people for them to have the audacity to call it that.
Before, way before Delta, when we were starting to just be introduced to these variants, Fauci was trying out, you could tell he was tasting mutants. He was calling them mutant viruses. So I don't see doomsday out of the question.
I don't either. Right now they're sticking to the Greek alphabet for some.
So it's going to be. So we have variants to go through the entire alphabet before we can get back to D. And they're going to be like, well, we already used Delta 3 years ago. Let's go with doomsday. I was watching a show 3 years ago, and there was these dudes. They weren't wearing clothes, and they were just having a podcast or something. And they were talking about doomsday, and that just the light bulb went off, and I was like, man, I can't wait till we get around the alphabet and get back to D again. That's gonna work.
So New Zealand has their first confirmed case of COVID-19. Yes, we're
up to four now.
It's up to five, actually.
Ooh.
And yes.
Uh-oh.
And it's been confirmed. It's Doomsday. I'm sorry, Delta.
Well, now, have they confirmed that?
According to Sky News, they have confirmed that it's Delta from their genome sequencing.
How do they even know? Genome sequencing.
As of 18 hours ago, they didn't know it was the COVID variant, the Delta variant.
This is from an hour ago.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard you hear so many different claims. I've heard they can't discern the difference between...
The rapid test,
mm-hmm.
antigen test... That can determine whether you have COVID in like 15 minutes.
In theory,
cannot determine which variant it is. You can only determine that it's COVID. The PCR, if they know what they're looking for, yes. But that's like a 3-day process, and you have to, and an expensive process, and they're usually not even looking for the variants. They take test samples from the populace. And they'll send like 5 samples in out of 1,000 or whatever, and then they'll see what percentage of that was some new mutant variety, and then that's how they determine how many of these cases are actually these new variants or whatnot.
Well, they locked down for 3 days to a week for one case. Now that they've got 5 cases, that's justification to lock down for a month.
Well, the lockdown strategy is running into resistance in some, quote, so-called COVID zero counties as people tire of restrictions while other parts of the world open up.
Well, we just heard on Conan was playing a news clip during the break just so we could learn about what's going on right now, and they said only 20% of New Zealand's got vaccines.
Yeah, that is. I heard that somewhere else today. That is that's
good
the weirdest that. Part. They're putting up with this nonsense, these lockdowns, and or stage 1 through 4, or stage 1 through 5.
Well, at least that's what the media wants you to believe. If there were a big protest there, we wouldn't hear about it.
We wouldn't know about it. Well, we kind of know about France. We kind of know that they're not all happy about this. But, yeah, the mainstream is not covering that either. No.
And I was told by somebody from New York City who had come to the photographer from one of the magazines doing a report on the Crypto 6 had come out here. And he was from New York City, and he didn't wear a mask. He asked when he came up, you know, do you want me to wear a mask? I'm like, no, I don't
do that. Not familiar with the show, are you, sir?
And so, no, he wasn't, but he was actually pretty cool. Had a conversation with them about the new restrictions because they had just been announced in New York City about, you know, the vaccine mandate being a thing to go indoors and do anything. And I said, is anyone protesting this? Because we wouldn't necessarily hear about it. The media wouldn't necessarily report on it. And he said that there were some protests going on there. And, you know, I looked online. I found no evidence whatsoever of these protests.
Well,
that he said were
happening. We'll see. Their vaccine passport, their freedom pass, or whatever they call it, keys to New York. went into effect today.
Today, yeah.
And you basically...
Oh, I imagine it's broken.
Basically, you can't get into anywhere. I mean, the list is crazy huge. The places you have to have vaccine proof to get into.
Oh, not only that.
Well, you can fool it with like a barbecue restaurant menu, apparently, if that helps.
Well, you have to have your ID. Well, you have to have
you
your
have to
ID,
show ID as well.
ID, passport, and or get one of these stupid apps like the Excelsior or something.
Yes, it's the Excelsior app. There are reports of researchers and journalists that are fooling it with like pictures of Mickey Mouse, and it's giving them the, yes, this person's vaccinated status when they submit their, quote, vaccination card, and really it's a picture of Mickey Mouse or a menu to a barbecue place. So
it's spoofing scanners.
Really have to try to spoof it, right? Evidently, they're just not very good at image detection.
Yeah, but what if it's a human being sitting there at the desk, at the door?
Well, they don't actually see the card. That just tells them that, yes, Excelsior says they're vaccinated. They're good to go.
Well,
the whole point of the app is so that you don't have to show people your card and your personal information, like your birthday and stuff like that.
Right. I know people are going to try to... I know people are going to do this. I would never... Even if I wasn't able to get into a place that I really wanted to be, this is not, you're not helping the system by tricking it. You're complying in a trick
in some way. These were researchers and journalists
illegal.
Who did it.
Correct, but I mean, I would never even
just get out of there.
Get the hell out of New York.
I just refuse to give these people your service.
I heard that a family from New York moved into Keene today.
Awesome, that's good news.
They had a move-in party this morning.
Where from?
New York, like 40 minutes outside of the city.
All right, that makes
well, eventually,
sense.
Conan, you're going to run out of places to go to give people money to.
In New York City, yeah. Hopefully it doesn't happen like this in New Hampshire. And by the way, I grow most of my food.
No, that's good. Because it may happen here if New Hampshire looks to Massachusetts, because Ardern cited Australia's experience with the Delta variant as a reason for swift nationwide action, saying, we don't want that experience here, so they're going to...
So let's have the lockdown.
So they're like going they're to do yeah, exactly what Australia did, yeah. So that they don't have the experience that Australia is having because of the results of what Australia did.
Before we get to Australia, back to New Zealand.
Well, the article is about both.
Let's go back to those vaccine numbers. 20%. That's crazy low. That's almost non-existent.
Well, that's why people on the left in the World Health Organization don't want people getting booster shots. Because they should instead, they argue, go to people in New Zealand and
They're talking about Africa. They're not talking about a nice place where the rich people want to go retire.
Yeah, they're talking about the Philippines and other countries that
They're talking about third world countries.
Yeah.
Not this place.
I never considered New Zealand to be a first
developed
world country.
Western country.
It is.
It's developed and it has a lot, and they've gentrified the entire country.
Conan, you sound dangerously close to believing that the Southern Hemisphere is real.
I know. I haven't.
Is New Zealand real?
I haven't prefaced any of my conversation here with, oh, by the way, if it's real. No, assuming that the place is real and it actually exists, I'm surprised that they would put up with this lady as much as they are. And yet,
I'm surprised New Hampshire put up with it, too.
And so few of them are vaccinated. By the way, kind of like the reverse, Iceland, most of their country is vaccinated.
Yeah, it's like 90%.
And yet they're,
is it really that high?
And yet they're having huge cases of COVID via their testing.
Is it the Delta variant?
It's either that or the Doomsday variant.
Whatever it is, proof damn vaccination doesn't work.
That's absolute proof. But
it's also in Australia is proof that lockdowns don't work. Despite more than half of the nation's 26 million people being placed in a lockdown, New South Wales, the most locked down state, recorded 452 new cases
today.
After a record of 478.
Well, don't worry.
Cases.
Don't worry. New South Wales has a plan. They're going to vaccinate 24,000 12th graders.
They are.
In a stadium.
And the bad news is the high schoolers aren't like, hey, this is a terrible idea. We don't consent to this. They're happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
We have video about that coming up because Australia is... I don't know what's happening in the Southern Hemisphere, but Australia and New Zealand are not making me want to go to find out if it exists.
Crocodile Dundee, what happened, man?
He's dead.
What are your thoughts?
Oh, that's exactly what happened.
603-283-6160. There's more coming up about Australia. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free, too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us to talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And yes, the answer is another. I just looked at something and saw that we are not streaming to YouTube at all right now. And
on your channel, because we stopped streaming to YouTube on the Free Talk Live channel because we got a maximum, almost the maximum number of strikes.
Yes, and one more will cause permanent deletion of all of the content on the Free Talk Live YouTube channel.
So how many strikes does your channel have now?
It has one warning and one strike. We'll probably get the second strike as soon as this one lifts, and then we'll get the third, and the channel will be deleted, and I will carry on with my life because screw it then.
Yeah. I want to say sorry to Paul Hogan. And any of his fans out there. We're talking about Crocodile Dundee.
Send all hate mail to Ian.
Yeah, I said he was dead, and I was wrong. He's actually still alive. I guess I was thinking of Steve Irwin, what the hell was he called?
The crocodile hunter. Animal Whisperer.
Was he the crocodile hunter?
I think so.
Okay.
Steve Irwin?
Yeah. He died.
He's a character.
Yeah.
He loved animals.
He did, and he died with the very animals that he loved.
All right. So then I go back on my statement. Australia, what's going on, man? You got your Chuck Norris, your Aussie Chuck Norris. Why are you putting up with this? That's not a knife. This is a knife.
I don't know. But let's hear to the folks.
Well, we also learned that there was a third Crocodile Dundee.
I know, in Los Angeles.
I have no idea. I've never seen any of it. If I have it, I was a real little kid.
You've got to watch at least the first. The first is a classic. It's just a straight classic.
I probably haven't seen it since I was a kid. I probably should watch it again.
The second one is I don't even remember it, so it's probably going to be. You just skip that one. But just watch the first one as you know, for its classical sense of what it was like in the late 80s, early 90s. It was weird. People dressed weird. Really weird.
He is 81
years old. I remember that from 90s sitcoms, right? How old is he?
81 years old.
He's an old dude.
Yeah.
Well, we've got John calling from North Carolina.
He's probably healthier than most Americans.
Maybe.
John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Jeremy calling from Down Under.
Hey. No, it's
sure
not.
You are.
Go ahead.
No, I'm calling from Sydney, Australia.
Okay.
Yeah, what time is it there right now?
Do you guys have Topless Tuesdays?
Yeah, he's not
clearly. I'm putting one on it. Yeah, A for effort. We've also got Rob from Vermont calling. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi guys, how you doing? Hi, how are you?
Hey.
Hey. You know, this virus and everything has really made a lot of noise going around the world and stuff, but has it been affected by North Korea or South Korea at all? I mean, it's like I never see any mask. I've never heard anything come from either one of these countries.
Are you asking
whether... Well, you're not going to get news out of North Korea at all.
Are you asking whether or not those countries were affected by COVID?
Yes.
Yes. Purportedly, at least. I mean, obviously, we're not there, so we can't know to what extent. But, yeah, every government in the world, basically, with few exceptions, used this to seize more power over their people. And both South and North Korea are not the exceptions.
Oh, okay, because it's never been on the news or anything. It was never... reported.
Well, news is very difficult to find from North Korea. The only news the world gets is directly from the North Korean government, so it's not reliable. But there's very little immigration into North Korea. So there's very little prospect for COVID-19 to actually make its way to North Korea. It probably did. It probably killed some people. It probably hospitalized some people. And it probably caused a large number of healthy people to get a virus that did not do anything to them.
As of August 6th, South Korea has extended their toughest COVID-19 restrictions for another 2 weeks, the maximum level of restrictions. So same crap going on there in South Korea. And North Korea, we don't know much about, but I've heard that they've got, you know, whatever BS going on there.
Well, North Korea had that BS before COVID, so it wouldn't surprise me at all. But there is certainly news about these places, like, I mean, South Korea, at least. You're just not going to find anything on North Korea.
Yeah, everything from North Korea is government news, and that's all straight propaganda.
It's really fascinating to me how the North Korean government, how the Chinese governments have managed to control so much of what their people know and don't know. Like, I don't know. I can't convey it, but people from these countries who fled them have written books about this, about their experiences, and it's alarming when they control all of the information that you get about the world, what they can convince you of, and you won't know that they convinced you of anything.
According to, let's see here, the National Interest, nationalinterest.org, North Korea continues to claim zero coronavirus cases, though they were scheduled to receive nearly 2 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine, though negotiations stalled at some point.
I have absolutely no reason to doubt North Korea's zero COVID-19 cases. Which
apparently,
I'm being facetious, of course.
Apparently, New Zealand claimed they had zero cases before last week.
And I don't really have any reason to believe them either. I mean, there were probably plenty. Like you pointed out, the first guy who was infected here, the 58-year-old who wasn't vaccinated, he caught it from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So by definition, he cannot be the first COVID-19 case.
Well, no, his wife was vaccinated.
That's right.
Right.
She could have been carrying it.
Well, that she was the first case of COVID-19.
But that's the thing. There could have been a bunch of people carrying it, but they never got sick. So maybe a bunch of people there just never got tested because they weren't sick, and they've had it for months. And then all of a sudden, this guy, you know, he got a cough or whatever, and so he got a test. And I bet he's feeling sorry for himself now.
Well, the question is, where was the rest of the test from 6-7 months?
Why would a healthy person get tested?
Well, okay, now here's another thing to look at. If they're saying only 20% of the New Zealand, so this is an official number, 20% of the New Zealand populace has the vaccine, that suggests that you've got a large percentage of the populace that just, they're not interested in this. They don't want to go and get the vaccine.
Do you blame them? They haven't had a positive case in 6 months.
So therefore, they're not likely to want to get tested either, right? Like, I don't want to, it's like, if I come down with something, I'm not going to go get a test. I'm going to beat it or I'm going to die, you know, and I'm probably going to beat it. So,
and if you don't beat it, it's not going to matter to you whether it was pneumonia or COVID-19.
So I suspect there's, if 80% of New Zealand isn't getting the vaccine, probably close to 80% of them, they don't care if they get sick, which would suggest that a lot of New Zealanders, even if they were sick, probably didn't go get tested.
Mm.
Good points. Because I wouldn't either. Which would be why they have zero cases, because they have probably
plenty of cases.
Well,
look at what they do if you get tested and you come out positive. They lock down the entire country.
Nail on the head right there. Right. I think you hit it.
That's why,
hell? They know this lady's in power, this dictator, and the last thing we want to do is get under her feathers, because she's going to lock us down.
This 58-year-old who's the one case that kicked all this off. Now, obviously, it's not his fault what the government does, right? But I hope his friends are giving him a hard time.
Oh, look, Sammy.
Stupid bloke.
You locked the whole country down, man. We hate you. You're off of the bowling team.
Yeah.
Well, things aren't much better in Australia, but it's okay. The New South Wales government, they have a plan.
You still there, are you?
Yeah, I'm still here,
You just looked around like something fell off the side of the earth.
No, I was checking to make sure I unmuted something because there was no audio, but it ultimately was because I had the site muted.
Roger that.
And then there's
literally ushered. We'll have nurses, we'll have some of the youth command, we'll have some of the young police from the various operations within police there just to guide them through as to where they go.
Now, we missed the very first thing that he said, but he's talking about...
You have to introduce this.
That's what I'm trying to do. He's talking about sending 4,000 children, school children, per day into stadiums to be vaccinated against COVID-19 and having police officers escort them around and all of that kind of crazy
stuff. Okay, just to be clear, we're not talking about children. We're talking about grade 12s. These are the seniors, the high school seniors.
It's only grade 12? I thought it was K through 12.
No, 12. Right now, 24,000 grade 12ers are being brought to an arena there in New South Wales, in Sydney.
Now, does your article deal with the... young people. How young will they go in New Zealand? Because I know
grade 12.
It's like 12 years old here.
Grade 12 is like 18-year-olds.
Yeah, but here in the States, it's 12 years old. 12 years.
Oh, I don't know what the range is. The news in this case is just like they may be going younger as time goes on, but they're starting at the very least with the grade 12.
Right.
So they're targeting them. They're moving them into a very large arena in Sydney. And no joke, this guy's name, the Minister for Health and Medical Research of New South Wales. This is their Fauci. His name is Brad Hazard. Hazard is his last name.
It's just like Elizabeth Dragon being the city manager for King, New Hampshire.
Let's restart the video when we continue here.
Absolutely. We're going to talk more about Australia because it's absolutely insane.
Crocodiles,
in
Dundee, save us. Save your people.
I don't think he can, but he seems to be. He's 81 years old and COVID didn't kill him.
I know why. He moved out. He's in Los Angeles
now. He's living there.
603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.